Welcome to another episode of Global Market Insights, brought to you by XM.com, where we provide meaningful and informative content about the events that affect market trends and shape global markets. Hello and welcome to the weekly Forex Outlook at XM.com. We'll be discussing upcoming U.S. data and Eurozone CPI figures, which will likely shape rate cut bets. I'm Maria Bachardis, and joining me is lead investment analyst Rafi Boyajian. So Rafi, let's start in the U.S., where it's still not clear whether inflation is on a sustainable path downwards. In terms of upcoming data, we'll get the ISM PMIs on Monday and Wednesday, and the non-farm payrolls print on Friday. What are we likely to see there, and how might rate cut bets and the dollar be affected?
Well, Maria, like you said, we are in a situation right now in the US that inflation has stalled, at least appears to have stalled. So there's a bit of concern that inflation may be bottoming out before reaching the Fed's 2% target. And, you know, although we just had the March FOMC meeting where, you know, there weren't, you know, any surprises really, and Powell did signal that soon enough the Fed is going to be confident that inflation is headed towards 2% and they will be able to start cutting rates. But in subsequent comments from Fed officials, we've had quite a bit of hawkish remarks. So there is a real worry that inflation may take longer to get to 2%. So that would keep the Fed on hold for a longer period than currently anticipated by the markets. You know, given that, you know, things could go either way, really, in terms of the data, both the inflation on the inflation front and also from the labor market perspective, I think markets will be sensitive to the upcoming data. So in terms of the ISM PMIs, investors will be keeping a close eye on both the employment and prices paid sub-indices for those two PMIs, which are kind of more forward-looking as to what's happening in the labor market and in terms of price pressures. But of course, the big highlight will be Friday's non-farm payrolls report. So for the labor market, we have been seeing a bit of a cool down, but nothing too substantial. So there is still this risk that the labor market could easily overheat and then put upward pressure on wages. For the moment, though, I think the forecasts are that we are seeing a gradual slowdown. We are expecting a jobs gain of just under 200,000 for the month of March. We're probably going to see the unemployment rate hold steady at 3.9% and for wage growth to moderate to 4.1%. So if the numbers are in line as expected, we're probably not going to see a huge reaction and may even put some pressure on the dollar, as it would, you know, if you're being optimistic, it would keep the Fed on track to cut rates in June. However, should we get any upside surprises, then we could see further gains for the US dollar, which has actually made some impressive gains over the past week. And then we could see some risk of hit equities. So let's see what the data is going to show us.
Moving to the Eurozone now, the flash CPI estimate for March is due out on Wednesday. How is this data likely to impact the ECB's rate cut moves and the euro?
So things are kind of going better for the European Central Bank because there's a much clearer path that, at least, you know, downward trajectory for Eurozone inflation seems to be somewhat clearer. Headline inflation had fallen to 2.6% in February. It's expected to have fallen to 2.5% in March. And that would pretty much endorse what we're kind of hearing from ECB officials lately, that they're probably going to start cutting rates in June. So June rate cut seems much more certain in the euro area than in the US. That's why the euro has come under pressure lately. And even if we were to get an upside surprise in the Eurozone data, we're probably going to not see a huge reaction to that because I think people are not going to jump to any conclusions from 1 month of stronger data. Because overall, let's not forget that the Eurozone economy is a lot weaker than the US economy. So I think that's another factor into the equation that's, you know, makes it far more likely that Eurozone inflation will continue to fall in the coming months, and therefore rate cuts, markets are more certain about a summer rate cut in the Eurozone.
And finally, is there anything else coming up that traders should pay attention to?
Well, the next week is actually going to be a rather slow start because we do have the long Easter holiday weekend. Much of Europe will be closed. But we could see some activity in Asian markets because we're going to be getting the Tanken quarterly survey from the Bank of Japan on Monday, as well as Chinese PMIs. So we could see some reaction to that, and maybe if there's any surprises, some volatility because of thin trading volumes. And towards the end of the week, in addition to the US jobs report, we're also going to get Canadian employment numbers as well, which probably not going to have a huge impact on the Canadian dollar because we're expecting, steady jobs gain for Canada, and that's not really going to change much for the Bank of Canada, because we are seeing now inflation in Canada also kind of resuming its downfall. So I think investors again are looking at a summer rate cut as far as the Bank of Canada is concerned.
Rafi, thanks so much. This is the weekly Forex Outlook here at XM.com. Thank you for listening to another episode of Global Market Insights brought to you by XM.com. For more in-depth technical and fundamental analysis, be sure to visit www.xm.com/research.